The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are we all on? Country Way, count to 10.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Just such a
I bet you didn't know
off.
I could do that in San
All right, Otto, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You
I'm good.
All right, here we go. Okay, so I don't know if you remember, we started interviews with two claps and a Ric Flair.
Wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo, okay. Let's go. All right, you ready? All right,
yes, let's
all
get
right.
it.
Are y'all ready?
Three, two, one.
Woo!
That's a lot of energy.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
We don't need Yeah. Today. It's good
I let mine last longer.
Here.
Woo! Mine was longer. Mine was the last one.
Yeah, yours is definitely the best.
Yes.
Welcome, Country Wayne, to the Dana Cortez Show. He's
Thank
back.
Thank you for coming again.
Yeah, I'm back.
You know, you hadn't been here in a while, and a lot has changed in your world.
Yes, it has.
In a year, can
but
you?
It really been the same. Man.
It's been the same, but changed.
Nah, it's been the same to me. It's been
okay. So
whatever been going on, been going on since I was in middle school.
Do you have a new girlfriend in your life?
No.
No, you don't.
I had a new girlfriend.
Okay, what happened to her?
You missed that interview.
See, I missed that whole thing.
See, you missed that one. You're too late.
You blink and you're done.
It's the sage. You ain't want no bad energy. So you had to
she's
wait.
She's gone.
Huh?
She's gone.
Oh, yeah. No, she's out there. I talked to her yesterday. Like, it's good energy.
I love that.
We cool. But, you know, me, I'm just the type of person right now, it's hard for me to have a partner. Because I believe so strong, it's hard for me to partner my faith with somebody. That's all.
Oh,
I got strong faith.
Oh,
I believe so strong. If somebody tried to shoot me, the bullet would bend. So some people won't believe that. So to have a partner, y'all faith got to be.
Are you sure the so, just didn't get better looking?
No. I mean, I've been having.
I don't know. You look like you're working out. Something
been,
going on here.
I've been having women since I'm tired. I don't listen, man. I don't want
the
no bunch of women.
Feather moved.
I don't want no bunch of women. I'm at a point now, man. I got 9 kids, so I really enjoy them. I'm old. I'm 31, but I got an old spirit. Because I lived young, so
right.
What everybody be trying to do in their 20s, I did it when I was...
When did you have your first kid?
9?
About 17.
Okay.
I was already...
You've been busy.
I was already waking up with a girl beside me in middle school, so high school.
You did know. Y'all not have Wi-Fi in Georgia? What's going
on? Oh, bro, we ain't had no cable, so everybody went in. Everybody, we ain't had no cable, so we ain't had nothing to do.
I was going to say, you come from Waynesboro. How big a town is that?
I came from... I was born in Waynesboro.
Okay.
But I'm really from a small town, Millen, Georgia, 3,000 people.
Small
oh, real town.
Small town, yes.
Two red lights. And I was always the head of the town, so I could kind of manipulate wherever I was at, you know.
You've never had trouble with women, obviously.
I had problems them busting my windows and stuff like that, but.
But you never had trouble getting a girl.
No. So, you know, at this point in my life, I'm really just trying to teach my sons how to be better towards women because my problem was I wasn't trying to be a player all my life. I really felt like I can love a woman better, like she need to be loved.
Right.
But
right.
The problem is when you try to love more than one.
You finally figured that out.
Huh?
And
I'll
be like,
years later.
Then I'll be like, let's share. Like, you should be able to share, you know, that mentality because I really feel like it's a drought on the way women getting loved. So, but that's a selfish way of thinking I've learned. So what I did, I separated myself from being in the type of worldly relationships because I think out of the world. So I'm teaching my daughters and my sons different things.
I like
at the same time being realistic.
I like that you said that there is a drought for women because I think that we need to cherish women. There's been too many times that women are, you know, put down. There's a lot of misogyny. I don't know about in the African American community, but mm-hmm. we just talked about this. We're going to do it for What Guys Think Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
In the Latino community, as proud as I am of my Mexican roots, there's a lot of misogyny. Women are raised to serve their brothers, serve their fathers, and not be treated equally. And I think that's the wrong way to raise your daughters.
Yeah, so that's what I feel like I'm here. To teach multiple at one time. Because if I just teach one and I got all this energy, we're going to burn something up.
There we go.
But are you raising
your daughters?
I'm enlightening my daughters.
You raising them the same as your sons?
Who, me?
Your daughters are being raised the same as your sons, or do you treat them differently?
Man, to be honest, I probably do treat them differently.
Why?
To a certain extent, because I feel like this is a woman's world. So I feel like I teach my sons, you got to give them the world. And she going to... Let her be the one, if she make mistakes or what, but you got to be the one carrying this thing along. I really believe that. Now, I believe in, because somebody going, or either the man going to be the one, but somebody got to be the one that carry it even when it messes up. So I teach my sons, no matter what my baby mamas did, they didn't go to college or whatever, I still take care of them. I still take care of them and the children. I don't just, because you can't save the children without saving the mother. So I teach my sons, listen, just in case. This woman don't be strong, you know, because it is a new world. Women got the opportunity, but just in case, you make sure you so strong that you gonna carry it even if it goes wrong. Because a lot of women want to be treated equally until it falls to the ground. Like, well, I'm just a woman, so.
Well, I don't know any women like that.
No, it's a lot out there think like that, you know, and they ain't talking that much. Most of them ain't got iPhones, so you don't see them on the internet.
Because all the women I know are carrying all the load. So I like that you're teaching your sons. You gotta carry.
Yeah, you
gotta
go down that. Listen, it ain't like that. I don't know where you see right here. You hardworking, and you see that what you see, but I see both sides because I always been successful. And around a bunch of unsuccessful people because I've always been a hard worker. Like, so I get to see both sides of the world. So what people not seeing is the ones who not doing nothing. And so it ain't.
Whose fault is that? Somebody's not moving ahead in the world. Is it their fault? Is it society's fault? Is it systemic? Well, who's
to be honest,
to blame?
I think it's deep root. I told my probation officer one time, I'm the type of person to get on these same women and behind closed doors but take up for them in public. I'm like, they've been taught. They don't really know what to do. You know, some people don't even know how easy it is to start a business. Like, I never was going to be broke. You know how easy it is to open up a chicken stand? Like, if you popular in the hood, you can spend $10,000, get your tax money together. It's so easy to go to the down to the city hall.
And make some money.
And make some money.
Get you an LLC and get you.
Make you about $70,000 profit for real.
They don't teach you that in school.
But they don't teach you in school no more. See, back in the day, they taught you in school a lot of things. But now, you know, school don't became a business. So I respect it because I'm a business. School is about getting that money. I remember calling the school one time in college. I was like, can y'all send me the book? Because I was trying to learn about accounting. Send me the book. I'm going to teach myself. No, we can't do that. You can't buy the book. You have to take these courses. So what it is, as a whole, as a country, the strong live off the weak. So you made them so weak, but now you only strong as your weakest link. So now other countries, they teach, they weak. You know, you got a lot of things, but now our weak is so weak. So even when you strong, like I'm strong, I made it, right? But it's
so many weak links
in the chain.
So
many people behind me that don't know that I got to take care of. Because you can't be comfortable living your life when you got people you love. So truly what America's done, the ones who get successful, we try to act like we happy, but deep down in the back of our minds, we're like, man, we got a family member over here that really needs.
I think the hardest part is like, obviously you come from humble beginnings. All of us here do as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Once you do get to a certain place, you want to help everybody, right? You want to go back and help. And there shouldn't be a place that we got to get out of in America.
How do you handle that?
There's a lot of
how do I handle that? Yeah. I help them for real. I don't buy gifts. I catch you up on your credit. Mm-hmm. I make sure you have a place to stay and stuff like that.
So your food to eat.
It's
shelter,
enough money
to
do that.
Yeah.
People, celebrities lie. You know, I don't make money like, but you know, we make over $1 million mark. Once you make over that $1 million mark, it's so much money because if you don't help, the government going to take 40% of it. So if you do the math, the system really set up for you to help people because the only thing they truly let you write off is people. Everything else, they're questioning you in court.
At least what you're doing, you know where the money's going.
Yeah.
Yo, government takes half your money. You really don't
know. Yeah, so it's like, I don't understand if you make $40 million, there's no use of you getting on TV preaching to me. Man, give me some. Bump that. Listen, man, you know how many people can fix. It's about 100 people really eat off me.
Damn.
Straight up.
And I still got
so much left. Over $1 million.
Do you get angry when you see somebody, like you said, making just tens of millions of dollars and they really don't contribute and they really don't and they're complaining about taxes and they're complaining about...
I feel bad for them because even though they got money, they don't know. Just because you got money don't mean you educated. People could talk educated all day, but your life and if a person keep talking, you're going to know whether they're a fool. If a person keep living, you're going to know whether they're a fool. So money and your status don't determine whether you're smart or not. So what it is, a lot of talented people have got money. But a lot of talented people are not the smartest people in the room. They wasn't the smartest people in their class. And so at the end of the day, they don't know better. It's common sense to me. I did the math. Because the first year I made over $1 million, I say, man, IRS got about 200-some thousand dollars. And my sister need a new car. Man, bump that.
I buy her a car.
Hey, you
hired. That's a write-off.
You're an employee. You making under 30, so they don't really bother you with taxes like that. So, hey, nah, next year I barely paid nothing. And my people were straight.
And it's all legit.
And I barely had something too. But you got to keep working. But it's all legit. So really, the government system, that's why I believe in God so strong. Because even though the government don't run the world, if you complain about the government, basically you're saying they got that kind of power. I looked at the system. I'm like, no, that's what it's set up to be. I made my whole family strong. They all got an income, so they don't bother me anymore. I literally could turn my phone off. If my baby mamas get mad about something, I don't have to answer their phone because you got your money every month. And the kids, y'all got nice places to stay.
You
got
to do what
you
got to
do
with it.
So you got a payroll company like set up and everything? Oh, you pay
Everybody on payroll. I don't give nobody no money. Everybody get a 1099.
That's the way we do it in this little house, too.
They work for me. Who are they? They the promoters. They promoted San Antonio. They got $3,000 a month for promoting San Antonio. You know? So it's like, I learned the system, and it's not against the law. So I could talk about it openly. So if you making $40 million,
And you're trying to do this,
you know, it's good with the charities, but, man, it's so many people that you're looking at. Not much. Man, $20 million could really touch a big part of San Antonio every year. You talking about a person making that kind of money, if you got basketball teams here and stuff, man, it's so much money. But what it is, we doing a lot of stuff that our money we're supposed to do. See, I don't go to strip clubs, I don't buy a bunch of jewelry and cars. So what it is, everybody want to do stuff behind closed doors with their money, and don't really want to do what it's supposed to.
Well, it's kind of like people always say money is the root of all evil. That's not true. Greed.
Greed.
Is the root
of all
evil.
You
got
to help people. It's a better feeling. When I look at celebrities, they're not happy. I'm so happy because I know even down
to... You got to have purpose.
All my family is good. My immediate family. And now I'm working on other families. Like, it might be a fan that got some kids. I secretly send them some... You know how much sometimes $600 will change a mom's life? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just $600.
It's a huge deal.
Well, just $600 is a lot of money. Remember when I went,
you know, we talked about my little spider bite. I was a single, hardworking, poor person for many years. And it cost $280-something to take care of all this stuff. There's no way 10 years ago that I could have afforded $280. I would have ended up in the emergency room. I would have ended up with all those bills and my credit shot. And I know this because it happened. Bad credit because of hospitalization. That $280 means the world to somebody. And
exactly.
We can't forget that.
Oh, yeah. God ain't going to get it. Sometimes God make people weak around you to see what you're going to do.
So how did you become, like, so financially literate? Like, what is, man, so where did you learn
reading.
It from?
Man, I used to hustle, man. I ain't going to lie. the street teach you a lot. It's in the open now. I finally opened up about my past. Man, I was hustling.
Okay.
So, you know, I had nightclubs. I was the man in the streets before this comedy. So everything I get in... The streets, if you make it out, I was thank God I was making out because I never was violent. Like, I never had a gun. I wasn't tight. I just get me some money. You know, I never had a gun and put myself.
How'd you pull that off?
Because positive
energy.
He's
a great talker.
Hey, positive energy.
Obviously.
I never had a gun because I knew if something happened, I might use it. So I don't put myself in the situations.
To be in that, yes.
If you got a gun, one day you're going to use it.
Yep.
Especially
so
if you
don't
live
keep
in,
it. Just keep it away.
Don't even keep it. Just... So it keep you away from other things, you know. So I lived a positive life. Even though I was hustling, I was real about what I was doing. I gave all my money I made selling drugs away.
Were you hustling with intent to get out, or was it just what you were doing?
Oh, to get out. It started off as, you know, I had got myself in too many holes with these women, with these kids. So I had a job, and I was like, man, this ain't enough. So I started hustling and working. And then after that, I'm like, man, I got to get out. So then I started the Country Wayne thing in 2009. I was rapping at first, but I was throwing parties, bringing artists with the drug money, and I was giving the money away. Because at the same time, I had picked up the Bible in 2012, and I read, when the rich man came to Jesus, he said, how you go to heaven? Jesus said, man, listen to Moses. He said, no, Jesus, how you really get to heaven? Jesus said, give all your rich to the poor and follow me. The rich man dropped his head and left. Jesus said, it's easier for the camel to get through an eye of a needle than go to heaven. So what I did, with all my money I made in the streets, I helped everybody. I gave it away. So when I came to the comedy game, I had zero. So all that negative money that I was making, I gave it away. And I tell my dad, I think that's the reason why I never really got touched. Mm. Because they get the money and try to live. Like, how you going to get...
Well, they feel indebted to you as well, though.
Yeah, like, how you going to get money negative and try to really live a positive life off it?
Well, I think that's the conversation we had about energy, right? You can't. It's
going to
be difficult, but at least you helped. It's that... Robin Hood, Pancho Villa kind of mentality. Man. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to give it away. If it's coming at me in a bad way, I at least have to do something good.
Give it all away
it.
Because it's not good. It's like a rapper who rapped about Robin, get successful. You might live a good life, but it's going to come on your grandkids. Eventually, that bad karma, because you probably made it successful, but you know how many people are now living negative because of your influence. So if you think you're finna live a good life, you're wasting your time. You might as well take all the money you got now.
You know, one of the things you said,
you
talked about celebrities.
I'm just going to call
you the country philosopher. I don't like to show that side, man.
No,
I like this side. This is interesting.
Think about the celebrities that you hear are depressed and they're down. Kanye West, there's the top of making more money and the most unhappy man on earth.
Yeah.
Always talk about how unhappy he is because he has no purpose. I mean, he's just making money. That's not what life is about.
Nah.
Of course, we all got to eat.
Yeah, we got to eat.
You got to eat. You got to pay your bills. You got to take care of your kids. But it's about purpose and helping other people, finding that. Whatever it is that your purpose is, if you don't find it, you're going to live unhappy. You could be the billionaire, trillionaire, have the most money and the biggest houses in the world. But you're not going to be happy without purpose. And that's what you have. That's why you come in here so happy.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
It feels better because really the government, everybody look at it as bad. But think about it. If they didn't take the money from the rich and let them control it themselves, you think people hungry, they'll be hungry. Because some people do get food stamps. You know, because I was on that end. I was on the poor end. So food stamps and little welfare come through every once in a while. It helps. They might not give it all to them. But they do take some of that money and people get, you know, Medicaid and go to the dentist. Now, the dentists don't treat your teeth the same. If it hurt, they pull it.
Yeah, I know. They're just like, we're taking that out.
Medicaid, they pull it, you know. But at the same time, so basically they give you a chance as an entrepreneur, you get your money. You don't have to pay tax every month. They give us our money and you get your chance to do it. And God is watching. And what I did, okay, my brothers, we all from the streets. I gave them a job. So now we ain't got to sell drugs no more. But they work for real. They'll drive from California. They just drove from California to West Palm. West Palm to San Antonio, Texas.
We're working.
They driving from Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Houston to Dallas, all the way to Buffalo, New York. Then coming back to El Paso, Texas. So it saves them because now
that's a job.
They don't even got time to get in trouble. Like they want to get loose, but sometimes doing the right thing. I tell everybody, if you don't got a goal in life, don't never run fast to it. It's like playing basketball without a goal. Wait till that goal come up. What you running fast to? Only thing you run fast to without a goal is just doing the right thing. I'm supposed to come over here and say, I appreciate y'all, but let me come to y'all studio. That's the right thing to do. You know, so
we appreciate you coming in.
Be aggressive towards the right thing. And eventually, man, my life's so good. I'm talking about, man, I got TV shows, special, and opportunity of movies and coming. And I'm like, it kept me out of messing up a bunch of money because I would have had a bunch of bins. I'm not even in debt. Every dollar I get now is in the positive. Even though I left my ex-wife, everybody like, oh, you left your ex-wife, man. Come on, man. This girl getting $100,000+ a year and never have to work again.
She's good.
And we came
You're
from
good.
The projects. My other baby mama, she get the same thing. These women who would have never had that money because they don't have the education to get to that level. I get to look and go to their house who are bigger than mine. And my kids run around who go now, they mind's different because I broke a curse. Like, my daughter, Melissa, I know she's going to have some money. They already think different.
Their mentality is different.
Because I put them in a different environment. And I understood. I'm so happy. And I walk into celebrities, I realize they're not happy as me. I'm like, man, y'all ain't got this joy. So you can't make people laugh like me. Because deep down, you don't feel like me. So you're going to go to a comedy show and talk down because you want to make that person seem beneath you because the stage is higher. And I could go and they could feel my energy like Wayne Hill. We laughing, it's good energy because there's nothing negative to come out because I'm doing the right thing. And you can feel it. It feels better.
Well, you almost have, is it 1 million followers on Facebook? Pretty cool.
It was like 3 million. 3 million on Wayne Coley page. That's the page that really
Country Wayne is the one who showed me to never get rid of your personal page.
No, don't do that.
That's where your real
Facebook
niche is.
See, that's where I messed
is.
Up because I did get rid of my personal page.
Yeah, and they try to stop. They won't even let me post certain things on there because when I did that, it took me so big. That people don't know. Like, that page blew me up so big that when I come to the city, I can't even touch everybody. All my San Antonio fans not even going to know I'm at this club this weekend because that page blew up so big, but they took the energy away. So now they don't even know where I'm at. So now when they see me, oh, I didn't even know Country Wayne was still out there because now I'm on Instagram, but that page did something that was supposed to be done. That's why I knew how famous I was. That's why I never been on TV or anything, and I still...
And you still get people to come out.
It's so easy because I know how big I really reached. That's why you talking about videos were getting 10 million of views. It was so strong one time, if I wasn't getting 1 million views in 24 hours, I was taking it down.
Oh.
I had so many people engaged at one time.
I'm embarrassed in my views now. I ain't going to tell nobody.
And they'll never forget. So I do the Instagram thing now, and then when I did the Cowboys videos, it engaged strong. And they tried to take that away from me because it was just too...
Well, they want you to advertise. They want you to put money behind it.
But we don't
it
really need more people talking about the Cowboys.
Yep.
How about them Cowboys since you said something? I got T-Rex. You see I'm picking up this microphone?
Now, he's like, let me tell you.
This year, we are winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Now, listen.
Thank you.
Listen.
Super Bowl.
Did y'all see the team?
Super Bowl, baby.
I called Jason
Witten. What if Zeke ain't even coming back?
Listen, brother, don't talk about that. All the thing we were missing last year. Shout out to Beasley. He was cutting across the middle, but we got Witten back. Listen here. So
winning off the booth,
we told him to come down from there. You ain't that good at that. I said, listen, get back on the field right now. Get back on the field right now, because now when he cut across the middle, a couple hits, he's not falling.
Yes. Well, he's strong. He had that year off.
You know we was missing that, because Dak, you know, sometimes he get a headache. He can't throw that far. So we need something short. We need a short route.
I just hope Zeke can push through more than security guards.
Just because he's a Raiders fan. Can you get the sage? Why didn't you like the sage? That's why I told you. You got to like the sage if you got this kind of energy in here.
Go Raiders.
He's a Raiders fan. What do you expect?
Brother, go to sleep. Take a nap. Have you been getting your 8 hours of sleep?
Yes.
You got to go to sleep.
Yes.
You got to wake up again.
Yeah, because.
You in San Antonio and you're a Raiders fan?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Born and bred Raiders fan.
Okay,
brother.
That's what's up. Well,
that's because he's from New Mexico. For you. He didn't have a team. He had to choose.
I feel sorry for you, brother. But
you should. It's like leaving a funeral every day.
Yeah, that's right. So come over here to Cowboys.
Hell,
come on.
America's team.
Thank you.
United States of America.
Every city you go to, you can buy Cowboys.
Yeah.
Your T-shirts, jerseys, hats. Every city in the United States of America.
We're a gang.
We are.
I ain't want to say nothing. I ain't want to throw it to see. This game related. Gang. Come on, man.
So you were talking about that you got some movie opportunities, TV opportunities.
Yeah, tell us
about
them. Come on.
I don't know. Well, I can tell y'all about one.
Okay.
Because I got picked up for this pilot on Comedy Central. It's called Jefferson County Probation. But the other stuff is so amazing. I wasn't shocked because I know how God works. I waited on him.
Hell yeah.
And, man, listen, I got so much stuff coming. I'm going to be, y'all mark this, I'm going to be the number one person in Hollywood because I'm going to help so many people. Like, it's so many people going, you know, the content and everything. I can look at stuff and be like, man, that's not going to work. People don't even know what's funny. Because when you do the wrong thing, God take ideas from you. Money is ideas. Money is ideas. What it is, people run out of ideas. So Hollywood, that's why they bringing back part two of this, part three, with Lion King.
We've been saying,
God has taken the ideas away. And ideas is the money.
Yeah.
You know, ideas money, man. You could be broke. If you got an idea, you straight.
Especially now with the generation of content creators.
Man, even comedy. Mm-hmm. Only thing, once you get hot, only thing you got to do is come back with different material every time. But when you start coming back with the same material, the same exact joke.
Over and over.
It's like, we ain't coming back next time.
So the material comes pretty easy to you then?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Thank God, though, but yes. I write in my head, and like I came back this time.
This is your third time here?
And they're going to be shocked because they expect sometimes.
The same joke.
The same jokes because it's been done. So we just came to good time. We chilling with Country Wayne. When I get on that stage, the first 15 minutes, they're going to be like, what in the world? He didn't even say this last time. Here he go. Bam! And they're going to be really, it's every week. I was posting it so much one time, I said, I'm going to stop posting it because it's too boastful. These people are dropping out their seats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because
we had a conversation yesterday, greatest comedians of all time. Now, I know it's difficult, but who do you consider, besides yourself, to be the greatest comedian in stand-up history?
What?
I know, it's tough.
That's hard to say because a lot
Tell them who your favorite was.
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go, Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, that was.
Dave Chappelle would be my best.
Yeah.
Automatic? By far.
I went with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You said Chris Rock.
I said Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Gabriel Iglesias, and Dave Chappelle.
Now you gave all.
That was my
he
Mount
cheated.
Rushmore.
I told him one, and he gave
that
like five.
That was my Mount Rushmore right there.
A lot of the questions also centered around, should Eddie Murphy come back to stand up for that $70 million Netflix.
Man,
deal.
To be honest, it ain't if he going to come back. I don't care if he get on stage and say, he coming to get that $70 million.
He
but they say he shouldn't because, you know, I'm in the stand up world, it's the respect. He's not gonna be able to. It's hard gonna be hard for him to bust your stomach. Mm-hmm. Because once you have been exposed like that, you have one chance to do it. And one thing Kevin Hart did, they talk about he's not that funny. Don't act like Kevin Hart and have us saying, all right, all right, all right. He did have his window. He did have his window. He bustles a few times.
I'm going to stay silent because you're a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, Kevin Hart is a great person and extremely nice. I don't think he's that funny.
It was one, that one special. You remember that special?
Yeah, Laughing My Pain. There was two, if you ask me. Three, maybe.
The one with the my bank account set up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a few moments. But see, what it is, he kept going. And sometimes, once you get looked at as a certain, you're not finna be that funny guy, unless you, because when you get too rich, man, you can't relate. In Hollywood, I go out there and I realize, I say, this is why the funny leaving. they really in their own world.
In their own little box. They don't go. They think to the people. They go think to they Walmart. Connect. Go to Target.
But see, when you
do
got
something.
Some baby mamas who ain't got no money.
You know how life really is.
And got there, your uncle calling you, man, I got a serious problem. I need $40.
So who's your favorite comedian?
Who's my favorite comedian? Is Cedric Entertainer.
Oh.
Cedric Entertainer. Because he always, how he stays so relevant no matter. Like, he had a joke one time. He was talking about when Beyonce said, It's a lot could go down when it's $1 billion in the elevator. See, it was like, ain't got to be no $1 billion in the elevator here. Something go down $500. Like, we'll do something $500. Like, Bill said, you ain't have to echo all that. He always finding a way, no matter where he at, it's relatable and it's not too vulgar. And it's just.
Have you had the opportunity to work with him?
And listen.
Because he opens up, to your point, I think he opens up a lot of doors for comics. And
that's
what keeps him relevant.
Say that, dog. That's something I can't talk about right now, but he the one, out of all the comedians, he the one that don't hit me up. And it's major things happening. Because a lot of comedians, you never hear comedians say my name. Google them. They'll say, who coming up off the internet? They know I'm out here killing it. Ain't nobody on the internet making more money than me. You know, my family.
But they don't mention you.
They don't mention me because it's real. It's reminding them. You know, but said.
I think you don't get mentioned because you came out outside of the comedy clubs. You didn't use the comedy clubs to, you know.
And there's a lot of gatekeepers in a comedy club.
But so did the other internet comedians, but they'll mention their name. They'll mention all the other internet comedians. They'll ask them in an interview, what internet comedians? They'll never mention my name. But said, out of all the comedians, he reached out. He knew what was going on. He done been in his space. I'm coming regardless. It's like David in the Bible. The people was with David. Even when Saul had the money, the energy had left Saul. It said, Saul killed 1,000, but David killed 10,000. So, said reached out, man, and seen it. And that was my favorite comedian beforehand. That's what I said in the interviews and everything. And when he was the one reached out, straight to the point, da-da-da-da-da, this is what we want to do. I like, man, that's crazy. Like, so, he my main man. I'm going to make sure, man, no matter how far I go, my goal is to make sure he remembered forever, man. Because he the one reached out. No other comedian really... like, really, really reached out.
I mean, well, Duvall speaks in the same high regards to Cedric the Entertainer for the same reason.
Same reason.
Say open them doors.
And I mean, we've, you know, you used the Bible reference, but the Dana Cortez show has been here with Country Wayne since Country Wayne was just doing Wednesday night shows only.
Yeah, yeah.
And now to see you come back and...
We feel so proud. Like,
I appreciate
know
it, man.
I know it's crazy, but weekend. We really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but child support don't win.
You've quoted the Bible. Yeah, he's like, but you know what? You ain't had nothing to do with this. Okay. You quoted the Bible several times. Do you consider yourself religious or spiritual? And
oh,
is
I'm
there
just
a
spiritual.
Difference?
I'm not religious at all because, hey, you see what I just went through on the internet, and I still scream Jesus. But nobody ain't say nothing. It was a few people because people know. They could feel when you're spiritual and people leave you alone because spiritual real. Religion is a lot of people who
trying to get in your pocket.
Try to feel better about judging you. But
put other people down and make themselves feel good.
Come on, man. If the church was working like that, why... Everybody in, not all churches, but they should be blessed. You know, my church working. Everybody around me blessed. To come to the club and get blessed tonight, the owner, the waiters, my brothers, my family. Everything, when you really spiritual and you got it, whatever you touch, going to be blessed. So the pastor, the church supposed to be blessed. But if you truly tell them the truth, they're going to leave because you're going to tell them, y'all really don't need me. It's in the Bible. But if you tell them that, they faith ain't as strong because they scared that the congregation leave. Trust me, God got another group of people coming. But you want to keep these people because it done became an income.
Yeah.
So I'm not religious. The game is free because even if all the company people never come to the show again, God got something else for me. So I don't depend on, I'm going to tell the truth, man. I'm just spiritual. Everybody's a person, don't matter what color your skin, it's something in everybody. Don't be tricked about that. And if you really on the spiritual side, you don't care what's going on in government because you know everything truly going to be all right for those who going to be all right for. You know,
I agree. I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah,
too.
I ain't been to church since I was 11. Since my mama died, I ain't been to church. And all the church people follow me. They really come to my show.
I don't think it's necessary. I really don't. I mean, if somebody's gonna get mad now. They're gonna be like, "Oh, you're anti-church." I'm not anti-church. You do what you got
to
do.
If you want that,
my
feeling.
Mom goes to church enough for all of us. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, yeah. 7 days a week. Not kidding.
In a black
seven
church,
days a week.
If you went to church half of your life, you don't did enough time.
Yeah, you're done. My grandma had
my
a sign on her door that
but
said if you weren't Catholic, you
black
couldn't
church?
Come inside.
No. I bet you won't go every day.
No.
You ever went to a black church?
I have, personally, yes. But I
brother,
don't see it.
And then when they had a revival,
exactly.
You got to revive and come back again.
Exactly.
Man, we went on a school night one time. you know, we get up tonight in the morning, you going to church, what we here for? And I was so scared because the bus we was on rolled by the church. I thought they would take me back to church. I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, Miss Michelle, please. Who? These children, don't, we ain't even got church clothes on. I don't even supposed to go to church like this with a book bag and a pencil.
Don't take us back.
Please don't take us back.
Well, at least you're happy there. Catholic Church is depressing.
Huh?
You feel so guilty going to the Catholic Church? I felt guilty about
how is Catholic Church? What?
It's like guilt. It's just about feeling bad about anything that makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah?
And then you give your money.
I didn't find religion until I was like in my early 20s. And I went through the Catholic process of getting confirmed. And for me,
I'm not saying I still pray. I still do all my little Catholic.
For me, the process was somewhat meditation. It was a form of meditation. And also, I kind of view religion as a moral compass for anybody. So whatever, each to your own, I don't think anybody should judge anybody else.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Nobody shouldn't judge. At the end of the day, we all do things. And that's why when you're real, that's why I tell everybody at my shows, if you be real, you're going to be blessed. I don't really was a player. So when you're real, he judge you first. So my life in open. Like when I went through that on Shade Room, I didn't care. I'm like, this me. Hell, I got nine kids. If y'all ain't see that, y'all blind.
Too bad.
This is me. But every woman I done dealt with, I treated them right. You know, I might have treated more than one right at the same time.
but you treat them right.
I treated them better than anybody ever treated them. I'm always there to help, and more than just financially. All of them, they feel, when they think about me, they don't think about a regret.
All I want is for more success for you.
More success for y'all with this sage and the spider bite. Now, listen, your husband know him. He told me that's the secret. See, he's a more man.
Put a spider in the bed.
He don't put no woman. See, that's the secret. He's so smart. You know, when a woman talk, he say you can't slap him, so you put a spider in the bed.
See?
My man.
Nobody knows. I got bit by a spider.
You are so wise, brother.
Yeah, sweating.
You wise beyond your years. That's all this time, me and men going to jail for slapping women. All the thing you got to do is put a spider in the bed.
I've been down for a week.
That's why Spider-Man.
All that attitude is gone.
That's why he had the thing.
Why more people need to listen to Country Wayne philosophy.
Spider-Man been trying to tell you. That's why he had the thing. Don't never put your hands on him. Just flick your wrist and say, and they got it. Because you got it good, brother.
I'm still waiting.
She's so scared.
Get some spidey sense or something. Country Wayne, give a message to your fans, man. Because I know you love them.
If you keep it real, you're really going to be blessed. Don't be fake. You keep it real. Be who you are so God can work on you for real. Let that sizzle in your spirit and love, joy, and happiness and live your time while you're here on earth. Gone.
I got to take my spider medication.
Good job, bro.
Yo,
hey, man, where I get one of the spiders at?
One time for the podcast, shout out to the crew because you have the best working entourage in
comedy.
Hey, shout out to the crew. The podcast, when we created IGHTV last time together. That was my first time.
IGHTV.
I think the spider don't bit me. Wait a minute. Hey, brother, how many other spiders you got?
I love Country Wayne.
I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I like y'all new studio with no air circulating. But
I know we sweating it here. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Y'all could have turned AC on for him.
Yeah, it's all good. Now we about out of
we
here.
We are low budget, but God dang, when Country Wayne comes in, we can put an AC on.
They said the owner of the building, he country, he used to it. I already know he talk like he from 1942.
Country Wayne, y'all. Make
I
some
appreciate
noise.
Wayne for coming in.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.